Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters engage today's top thinkers from around the world to bring you information, inspiration, and thought-provoking ideas you can put to use in your personal and professional life right now. Covering a broad range of topics, Close Up Radio digs deep to discover what makes today's top thinkers tick. Close Up Radio, where ideas matter. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, thank you so much. Hello, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. Today, this is going to be interesting. I intend to learn a lot because I don't know a whole lot about what we're going to be talking about, and I think you are going to, in turn, learn a lot as well, unless you're highly experienced. Have you ever eaten anything with cannabis in it? Seriously. You know, there are so many things you can do that with. I mean, you've heard stories of people lacing cookies with cannabis. I mean, that wasn't legal at that point, but you've heard of that. Or cannabis in capes, or a lot of different things. Well, the whole point is we're going to be talking to somebody who specializes in making these kinds of products, and she's got a really good business going for herself. And fact is, the use of medical cannabis is dramatically increasing. Studies consistently show that the use of cannabis, which is a magnificent healing plant, has tremendous benefits in reducing the symptoms related to things like chronic and devastating diseases. Imagine consuming cannabis-infused edibles like chocolate, candy, and pizza that actually can heal your aches and pains without having to smoke or vape. Until recently, these kind of edibles were grainy, they were bitter, and they were dosed inaccurately. But thanks to the creation of one particular innovator who is our guest today, edibles infused with cannabinoids are more widely available and, yes, totally delicious. Our guest is Sheila Diedenbach, and she's based in Sacramento, California. She is the founder and the CEO of a company called Heavenly Sweet. You know, originally I thought we were going to be talking to somebody who makes chocolate, but didn't turn out to be that way. Anyway, Heavenly Sweet is an award-winning company of award-winning edibles that are sold in over 600 retailers throughout the state of California. And she's also the founder and the president of what is known as the SD Pantry, Inc., which manufactures and is a full distributor of various cannabis product brands. It's an amazing story. As Sheila puts it, her products are beautiful and they're delicious. And when she started Heavenly Sweet, her goal was to create all-natural, delicious products that people love to eat while maintaining quality and high standards. And that's what she's done. Even today, she says, she treats every package as if it has her personal name on it. Her staff is extremely mindful and conscientious of the consumer, and she says, we make sure each product feels like its quality and content exceed the price point. We're going to find out the story of how all of this began in our conversation with Sheila, who is waiting to chat with us right now. Her SD Pantry, Inc., the manufacturer of Heavenly Sweet, is perpetually in product development, and they also manufacture private label products for other cannabis brands. To maintain uniqueness for every brand, when they manufacture products for one brand, those formulations are not used in any other brand. And Sheila points out what she is doing is the future of the California cannabis industry. They offer full production service from conception to market. That's what her corporation does. And they make it possible for anyone to create their own brand without the hassle and the expense of licensing a manufacturing facility in California. Again, this is all based in California, folks. Her products right now can't cross the state line, but we're going to find out more things about that. But in any event, it's an amazing subject to talk about, and I think you're going to learn a whole lot. I know I am. Looking forward to it. Our guest again is Sheila Diedenbach. She is the founder and the head of Heavenly Sweet in Sacramento, California. She has a great website where you can learn more about her products, and I'll give you that as we go along. But let's begin with Sheila. Sheila, welcome. Nice to have you with us today. It's a delight to have you as a guest for us and with us. So welcome aboard. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thank you, Doug. I appreciate the wonderful introduction there. I'm glad to be here.
Well, take us along for a journey. I think your story is probably pretty doggone amazing, and then we'll get to your products. But I understand you're a pretty conservative lady. No one would have expected you to get into this kind of business, you know, a number of years ago. So tell me about it. Tell me about your personal journey into the field of manufacturing cannabis edible products. How did it start?
Well, I started I actually began Heavenly Sweet in March of 2008.
Well, do me a favor.
That was when
Before you do that, tell me what you did before you got into this business. What, you know, I mean, did you have other jobs? Were you a secretary somewhere or something of that nature, or running a normal business? What happened?
Well, I've been self-employed and had multiple businesses prior to starting, Heavenly Sweet. I've run a number of I had a non-infused confectionery company for a number of years. I did work for somebody else just prior to starting Heavenly Sweet. My ex-husband and I had a direct sales business for 14 years. I've been just self-employed for the overwhelming majority. I've been a real estate agent. I've worked for myself nearly my entire adult life. And I think all of those different businesses that I ran, developed skills that I eventually brought into the creation of Heavenly Sweet. Ended up starting this business. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. I said that's a great explanation. So what brought you to this this point where you started manufacturing edible products with cannabis? How'd that happen?
Well, the funny thing is, if you'd have told me, even 6 months before starting Heavenly Sweet that I would be working in the cannabis industry, I think I'd have told you lost your mind.
Okay.
Person, my children went to Catholic school. I'm, again, just very conservative. And at the time in 2008, although it was medically legal, it was not legal for adult use. So there was kind of this gray area, and I ended up starting it by happenstance. Again, in 2008, when California had the highest unemployment rate prior to COVID, I found myself unemployed. I had been laid off with 24 hours notice and three children to support. And although I have a degree and work experience and business operation experience, I had a hard time finding a job that would support three young children. And so I was just happened to be with a friend who was making a delivery. They made a medicinal extraction of cannabis that today we would call crude, but they were making a delivery. I had never been in a dispensary. I didn't even realize we had dispensaries, but I got to go inside, and things were a little more relaxed then. And I just thought I'd take advantage of the opportunity to see what type of food products, again, having that confectionery experience, I wanted to see what sort of foods cannabis was infused into. So what I found in the counter were a variety of all just regular Rice Krispie treats. Some were large, some were small, some were thick, some were thin, all of them in just a clear Ziploc sandwich bag, not a label on any one of them, no manufacturer, no nutrition panel, no allergen, nothing. No content, no potency. So I'd asked the person behind the counter, which is called a bud tender, like a bartender, but bud meaning flower. Asked the bud tender, if you've never taken an edible, how would a person know how much of that to eat? And he says to me, well, they're pretty strong. I wouldn't eat more than half. I was shocked, and I'd said, well, half of which one, that giant one or that small one? So I left. You could have heard my jaw hit the floor. I was shocked that anyone would put that in their body. There was no way to know what was in it, where it was made, how it was made. Was it? I didn't know that some hairy back guy named Charles didn't cook that up in his garage. I was shocked anyone would want to put it in their body. So I left there, and as we walked out, I told my friend I could do this so much better. So I, the crude that they made, we had a general idea of its its content, its potency. And so I was able to start a manufacturing product with an idea of what was in it. There was, keep in mind, in 2008, there was no testing for any cannabis, not for flower, not for concentrates, not for nothing. There was nothing was being tested. In fact, that was soon after came what I referred to as the X factor phase, which was there would be cannabis edible products that would have 10X or 25X or 50X. You could have put 500X. The problem was you had to solve for X. It was the manufacturer's discretion how many X were going to be on their product. I just never went that way. It just there was no way to determine accuracy on that. But in early 2010, I was at a hemp fest and came across a booth of a couple of tenured professors that had just begun testing flower. So it took some convincing, but I was able to convince them, if you can test flower for clarity and for potency, you can surely test my cannabutter. And if you can tell me what's in the cannabutter, I can then make, you know, consistently dosed cannabis edibles. So it took, again, it took convincing, but they began testing the butter. So we were the first edible company in California to begin lab testing our products. So they were testing to make sure that there were no chemicals, fertilizers, pesticides, and then they were able to tell me how much THC was in each ounce of the cannabutter. So we were the first to lab test. And then, you know, there were no dosing schedules. So later on, we created a dosing schedule. Ours was at 15 milligrams, and the state came in 2018 and went 10 milligrams as a dose. So we obviously modified for that. But I just wanted people to be able to make an informed decision. So if there were 150 milligrams in a product, it had, you know, the dosing schedule was based on that. So at 15, you know, milligrams per dose, there were 10 doses in a product. Consumers could at least know what they were getting into. Because
let me ask you
a
question or two here.
You would.
Let me interrupt you for a moment to ask you. Number one, were you one who was fairly familiar with marijuana? I mean, had you smoked it or eaten it before, or were you a user of marijuana? It's a logical question.
Of course, it's a logical question. So I'm going to say, yes, I had tried cannabis. It has never been – I'm a wine drinker. That's my drug of choice. I'm not a consumer now, but I care about the product that goes out there, and everything has to pass all our quality standards. But in the same way, I say that – you know, people who manufacture Vicodin aren't just popping Vicodin. You know, they are business people. I'm a businesswoman. I love my brand and my products, and I'm very proud of them. And I take personal responsibility for the quality of what's out there, but it doesn't mean I have to, you know, consume it. It's just a personal choice.
Well, it seems kind of logical since you're the chef. You're creating the recipes. Do you try the product? Can you taste it and tell when, hey, this is good, I like this, or no, I need more of something else in here, you know, some other product in addition to the cannabis? I mean, because you make so many different products. You have 35 different products, and they range from cookies.
Correct.
To, it's a long, long list of things. Do you test them yourselves to have you gotten to the point where you can taste it and say, okay, that's good? Or how does that work? Explain that to me.
So if you're talking about new product development, there's a whole process that goes into new product development. I have a control group. I have a staff. I have people who are, as you can imagine, I have a number of volunteer tasters. But once a formulation is established, we don't have to rework that formulation. You know, we have developed a recipe. We've already gone through the process of what it tastes like, what it looks like, how it's finished, how it's cut, how it's packaged. All of those things are predetermined. So once a product is on the market, we don't have to continue, reviewing that, you know, so long as the product is consistent and you remain, you know, consistent with it.
Let me ask you another question.
Product,
Let me ask you another question. For example, You have products like caramel corn, chili lime crackers, cookie buddies, lemon buddies, ranch crackers. Do you create the recipe for the cracker, let's say cookie buddies? Do you create the recipe for the cookie, get it perfected, and then add the cannabis to it after you've perfected the recipe? Would that be right, or am I wrong?
You're absolutely correct. So once we determine that we're going to create a new product, we're going to work that recipe to be perfect before infusing it. So once we've worked the recipe and my tasters and my control group have given their feedback and we've tweaked it and, we've talked about how we're going to finish it. Is it something that's cut? Is it how are we going to package it? What's its dosing schedule going to be? Once we've determined all of that and we're satisfied with it, then we're going to do an infused version of it, and then it's going to go back out to the tasters, and we're going to get our feedback from that. And once we are satisfied with the feedback from, that's multiple steps. That's going to be several months of work I just summarized in a couple sentences. But once that we're satisfied with that, then we can begin manufacturing the first batch of it. And then, we have a pretty hardy testing requirement here in California, so it has to, be tested and clear testing for potency for, there's like 75 different fertilizers, chemicals, and whatever that the state requires testing for, as well as foreign objects and that sort of stuff. So it goes through all of its testing before it can be released for the market.
So when you infuse the cannabis into the product, it doesn't affect the taste. Would that be right? If you get the recipe right and then infuse it, does it change the taste or not? How about that?
Well, in previous years when we were making a full spectrum canna butter, but now we actually use it. It's a distillate-based infusion. So we make our own canna butter. We have a production canna butter. There's no color. There's no odor. There's no flavor. It is yellow, and it tastes like butter. So that is the product we use to manufacture all of our standard edibles. And you just don't taste it. You don't smell it. It's going to just taste like, a Rice Krispie treat or caramel corn or what. You just don't taste it. We do have a different formulation that we use for our fast-acting gummies, which are the fastest edible on the California market. And we can kind of review that later. We'll get to that. But all the standard edibles, you definitely don't taste it. You don't taste it in the gummies either.
Okay. Well, let me ask another question. How is eating edible-infused foods different from smoking or vaping marijuana?
Well, I don't advocate anybody smoke anything, and that's going to be, I think we can all recognize the dangers of smoking anything and inhaling smoke into your lungs. There are inherent risks that come with that. How they're different in the way they're affecting the human body is, obviously when you smoke cannabis, whether, by pipe or you're vaping it or whatever, if you're inhaling it, you're going to feel the effect much faster. It could be anywhere from seconds to a few minutes and you feel it, but it also begins to decline pretty quick, 10, 15, 20 minutes. Your effect is going to be reduced in a quick period of time. So if you're eating it on a standard edible, you consume the cannabis, and it's got to go through your digestive system, and it's broken down and absorbed into the liver. The liver takes that THC, converts it to a different chemical called 11-hydroxy-THC, which feels about four times stronger, but it lasts a long time, 8 to 10 hours. You might not feel that effect for 30 minutes to up to 2 hours, depending on your fitness level and your metabolism. So obviously the faster your metabolism, you there?
You there? Yeah, no, I'm here. I'm listening to you.
Oh, did I
keep right on going?
I think I lost you there. Okay.
No.
So the faster your metabolism, perfect. Sorry about that. The faster your metabolism, the faster you burn through it. So you're going to feel it faster. It's going to burn out faster. So maybe closer to 6 hours to 8 hours for an edible on a faster metabolism. If you slower metabolism, you might not feel it for 1 hour to 2 hours, but it could last you to 10 hours. On a fast-acting edible, like our gummies, you feel it in 5 to 7 minutes. And it will last 4 to 6 hours. So a little bit shorter window, but you feel it right away. And, I mean, I think that that's probably the future of edibles. Why wait an hour if you can feel it in 5 to 7 minutes? And I think people are less likely to overconsume if they're going to feel it in a shorter period of time, as opposed to an hour later when, you know, people will consume it and they think, oh, it didn't taste like cannabis. So I don't think I consumed enough, or it didn't taste strong. So they end up taking more, and then it all hits them at once. And once you've consumed it, you're in for the ride. There's nothing you can't take any less. Drink some water.
One other important point here. Rather than sitting down to eat a bunch of cookies, of your cookies that are infused with cannabis, and figuring that's lunch today, in other words, this is not a food treat. This is really a pretty advanced form of medical use of cannabis, for the most part. Would that be right?
Well, it's absolutely beneficial for medicinal uses. I mean, cannabis... For edibles specifically, you know, if you know, and actually on our website, I do have a paper about, you know, golden rules of edibles and how you figure out your personal dose, because everyone's tolerance for THC is different. Everyone, whether you consumed cannabis by smoking, vaping, or whatever, or whether you've never touched it, you have a specific dose that's appropriate for you, and it's different for every person. So, but it's cannabis edibles, since they have that long plateau, it's not a peak in a valley. It's a slow climb to a flat plateau. So you have this standard effect that could last you 8 hours. So if you're taking your correct amount of edible every 8 hours, you'll maintain that effect like you would any type of prescription medication that's prescribed to you for a specific period of time or frequency. So edibles can certainly be beneficial in maintaining a level effect, much more so than smoking would be. And it's just a matter of, you know, determining what the correct amount is for you.
I understand that cannabis has tremendous medicinal properties, from treating things like chronic pain, relief for achy joints, depression, anxiety, drug addiction, even Crohn's and cancer. And that cannabis has a plethora of medicinal properties that it contains. So in effect, it can be very, very beneficial. And that, I guess, is the way you promote this. Would that be right? And that you sell it?
We do. Absolutely. I mean, you know, cannabis has more than 120 cannabinoids, which have a variety of medicinal benefits. It's an analgesic, so it is helpful in pain reduction and management for migraines too. It's an antispasmodic, so it's great for muscle spasms, or even like CBD is, you know, we've all heard CBD being used, particularly in children, but people who have epilepsy or other varieties of epileptic conditions.
Right.
It's good for reducing the effects of fibromyalgia, and sleep apnea, so it does help with sleep, and it can be an appetite stimulant, which people know. If you eat too much, you have you stimulate appetite, which people, you know, refer to as the munchies. But what people may not know is that cannabis is a biphasic chemical, and a small amount will have one effect, and a larger amount will have the opposite effect. So what people may not know is that microdosing a small amount of cannabis, or THC specifically, can also be an appetite suppressant. So it can help people with suppressing the desire to eat things that are not, you know, that are too much or not good for you. But at a larger amount can help to stimulate appetite and ease nausea for somebody who's suffering from AIDS, or maybe they've are going through chemotherapy and they've lost their appetite. Cannabis is also a vascular stimulator, so improves blood flow, helps with healing, helps you to feel better. So there's a number of, I mean, we could go on and on. There's a number of medicinal benefits for cannabis. But I would like to not discount the effect of adult use cannabis, which is we would on the outside refer to as recreational use. But I think if you dive a little deeper into it, you would find that in the way that maybe our Gen Xers, where we maybe would have a glass of wine or a beer or a cocktail at the end of the day as decompression, I think our Gen Zers have been brought up to see cannabis and cannabis use as a decompressant at the end of the day. Maybe they smoke a bowl, maybe they have an edible, maybe they smoke a blunt, but they just, it's in the same category as alcohol, I think, in the way that they see it, where it's just more for social and casual use. It's part of their everyday, their every, day, their socialization, where we would see it, as maybe a little bit older crowd. No, don't know about you, Doug, but, I'm definitely up there. To feel like we have our own, way of kind of decompressing or dealing with the day and your relaxant. So I wouldn't discount the adult use of it or the recreational use of it as well.
Well, I and as you pointed out, you have 35 different ready-to-eat products, and obviously you're consistently, working on recipes for other products. These, by the way, are available. They're all of your products are available under the under your name of Heavenly Sweet. And I gather that, and in fact, I know because I look at your website, they're sold in hundreds of stores throughout California. It's a long list of stores where these products are available, right?
Yes, absolutely. It's some days it shocks me. I started this business in my own kitchen, 14 years ago. So, I'm again incredibly honored and proud of where we've come from start to today. So, I still have a long way to go. I've got 49 more states to go, but. There's certainly accessibility and availability in throughout California. And mentioning on our website, we do have a buy now feature, which will you can click on it and it will find you locations near you with product in their store right now as live. So you're able to locate something near you, wherever you are.
And they're available in all the major cities in Southern California. Well, in California, period. By the way, the website, this is important.
Your website is
heavenlysweet.com. If anybody is interested and they want to know more about the business you've started and what you're doing with it, and what's in your products, how they're made, and where they're available, that's the important thing. Go there, heavenlysweet.com. And that's where you'll get all that information. I must tell you, Sheila, this is an amazing story. I think you're as amazed as everybody else is at how well you're doing and how things are going, aren't you? It's quite a story.
Right? Definitely. Some days, yes. Some days for sure. But
okay.
I can't imagine being anywhere else or doing anything else, though. So.
That's quite remarkable when you think of what your career has been so far. Well, listen, thank you so much for talking about this. I've never talked to anyone who manufactured cannabis products before, but I gather they're pretty good and very, very popular, I must say, because your business is booming. So thanks for taking the time to tell us all about this, and we appreciate your being with us. Again, I think it's an amazing story, and I'll repeat your website, heavenlysweet.com. heavenlysweet.com. Go there and you'll find out all the information you need to know to get this product. And I know next is you're heading into, is it Nevada you hope to be heading into next? Is that right? Are you there?
Yes, absolutely. We'll be in North Las Vegas.
All right. Well, good luck to you, okay? And thanks for being with us, Sheila. This is great.
Perfect.
We appreciate you being with us. Okay. That's it, everybody. Now you know all about Heavenly Sweet. How about that?
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television, Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Yes, we do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. Thanks for being with us, everybody. We'll talk to you next time. Till then, take care and be safe. Bye for now.